And one of the first things that I learned was that my feet actually need to act independently of one another.
They do. And if you look at how the human body is made, we are an upright creature, and our feet are not glued together. They move independently. When we walk, we step forward with our left foot, bring the right foot forward, and so on. And skiing is literally walking in place. And we need to balance on our feet. With the skis locked together, the feet locked together, we could tip over very easily. We also couldn't use the full extent of our legs with our feet locked together. We couldn't create the angles that we need out of our ankles, knees, thighs, hips. We were limited in that range of motion, and we almost always had to rise up with a big body movement and twist the feet. And so we had a very kind of fast, slow type of skiing because the skis would point downhill. We'd rise up, twist our feet, turn our skis across the hill. And so, again, we weren't using the equipment very well, but we also weren't using our body as our body is designed.
And yet I remember as a youngster looking at people who epitomized that style of the soldered together skis, and they looked cool.
And they look beautiful. It is graceful. It actually looks like a dance. And any of us older listeners know that it was beautiful to look at, and it was what we aspired to.
And I still see people on the hill skiing like that.
No question. But when we want to extend our skiing horizons, we want to get into much more varied type of terrain. That's a style that is not that effective in a lot of conditions. It is still a wonderful tool to use in certain conditions, which we'll talk about later.
Well, anybody who has tried to break an old habit, no matter what it is, whether it has to do with skiing or anything else, knows how hard it can be when you've been doing something a certain way for many, many years. And so here I was in my mid-20s, where I tried a lot of different approaches to skiing, but I would say I certainly spent a lot of time trying to ski with my skis soldered together. And now here's an instructor who's telling me, your feet need to be separate. And he gave me an exercise and used the imagery of a football player training on these tires, where the football player runs through the tires, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. And he was trying to get me to just relate to my feet like they are two independent creatures, and the right foot can hit the ground and turn, then the left foot can hit the ground and turn, and they don't have to be locked together.
And we need to have that freedom of movement in our feet. That is what gives us balance. If we were in any situation, if we were playing tennis, if we were playing basketball, any activity, we would not want to have our feet locked together. It's very important to have that flexibility with the feet moving apart. When our feet actually are able to work independently of each other and they're actually opened up just a few inches, that's all it takes is a few inches so that we can actually get one ski starting the turn a little bit earlier. We can get both skis moving into the turn much earlier, and we can create a much rounder turn shape, which allows for much more speed control. And speed control, I know, is one of the greatest fears that almost everybody out there has. And by having that early initiation into the turn, which we can do so much easier with independent foot action, by getting that early initiation into the turn and not hurrying the finish, we can keep a much more constant, consistent, comfortable speed down the hill. And that is one of the ultimate goals that most people have, even expert skiers, is to be able to go from top to bottom at about the same rate of speed.
Now, the most convincing thing to me that moment when I was first trying this independent foot motion was having to do with moguls. When I went to get my lesson that day, I said to the instructor, I really like to improve my mogul skiing, and I think most of us out there feel the same way. And looking at independent foot action was really the key to taking on those moguls, because it allowed me, and I think that's where he brought in the tire exercise, because we were kind of looking at the moguls almost like the tires that the football player runs through, one left, right. And the more independent my feet were, the easier time instantly I had dealing with those moguls.
If you look at the moguls, they move up and down, and they have valleys and troughs, and they have peaks and drop-offs. If your feet are and legs, and that's important, is we need to add the legs in there much more actively in moguls. If your feet and legs are moving independently of each other, you can follow the terrain so much easier. And when you're